Imagine a world where machines can recognize your face in photos, translate languages instantly, and even defeat world champions at complex games like Go. This isn't science fiction, it's our present reality, powered by machine learning. The field exploded in 2006 when Geoffrey Hinton demonstrated how to train deep neural networks with unprecedented accuracy. Today, machine learning drives everything from Google searches to voice assistants like Siri and Alexa. The transformation has been so profound that 85% of Fortune 500 companies now employ AI strategies, with the global AI market projected to reach $190 billion by 2025. Even tech luminaries like Elon Musk have invested heavily, recognizing AI's transformative potential across industries. Machine learning represents a fundamental shift in programming. Instead of writing explicit rules, we create systems that learn patterns from data, adapting to new challenges without human intervention. Machine learning systems can be classified by how they learn. Supervised learning trains on labeled examples, like a spam filter studying thousands of emails already marked as spam or legitimate. It identifies distinguishing patterns, suspicious words, unusual formatting, and applies these lessons to classify new emails. Unsupervised learning finds patterns in unlabeled data, while reinforcement learning develops skills through trial and error with rewards and penalties, like how AlphaGo mastered the ancient game of Go. The quality of your data directly impacts performance, garbage in, garbage out. Finding the right balance between model complexity and generalization ability is crucial. Too simple a model misses important patterns. Too complex a model learns noise rather than underlying trends. Think of it like teaching a child. You want them to learn general principles, not memorize specific examples without understanding the concepts behind them. Ever wonder how Netflix knows what shows you'll like? The process starts with defining clear objectives. Is this a classification problem, spam, not spam, a regression problem, predicting housing prices, or something else? Data preparation, collecting, cleaning, and exploring information typically consumes 80% of project time. Creating meaningful features often makes the difference between mediocre and excellent models. For housing prices, rooms per household might be more predictive than raw room counts. Model selection involves evaluating different algorithms for your specific problem. Starting simple establishes baselines before exploring more complex approaches. Think of it as learning to drive. Start with an automatic transmission before attempting a manual. Fine-tuning optimizes model parameters through systematic exploration, while ensemble methods, combining multiple models, often outperform any single approach. Deployment transforms a working model into a production system with monitoring and maintenance processes. Throughout this journey, automation proves invaluable, creating reusable workflows that ensure consistency and save time. Classification powers countless applications in our daily lives, from email filtering to medical diagnosis. The process begins by identifying relevant features. For images, these might be pixel patterns. For text, word frequencies. Binary classification, distinguishing between two classes, forms the foundation of many applications, while multi-class problems involve selecting among several categories. Performance evaluation requires metrics beyond simple accuracy. Consider a rare disease affecting only 1% of the population. A model always predicting no disease would achieve 99% accuracy while being completely useless. Precision, recall, and the F1 score provide more nuanced evaluation. Error analysis, examining misclassifications, reveals opportunities for improvement. Which types of emails does your spam filter miss? Are certain medical conditions frequently misdiagnosed? These insights guide refinement, transforming good models into excellent ones through iterative improvement. How do machines actually learn from data? Linear regression, one of the simplest yet most powerful algorithms, predicts values by computing a weighted sum of input features plus a bias term. The training process finds parameter values that minimize errors, typically using gradient descent. This iterative approach starts with random parameters and gradually improves them by taking steps in the direction that reduces errors most quickly. The learning rate hyperparameter controls step size. Too small makes progress painfully slow, while too large causes overshooting. Imagine walking downhill in the fog. Small steps are safe but time-consuming. Large steps risk tumbling past the bottom. Regularization prevents overfitting by constraining model complexity, like adding a penalty for complexity. Ridge regression penalizes large parameter values, while lasso can drive some parameters completely to zero, creating simpler models. For classification tasks, logistic regression adapts the linear model to produce probabilities between 0 and 1. Support vector machines find the optimal boundary between classes by maximizing the margin, the distance to the closest points from each class. These closest points, called support vectors, define the model's behavior. By focusing on boundary cases rather than the entire dataset, SVMs create robust models that often excel with small to medium datasets. The kernel trick enables them to handle nonlinear boundaries efficiently without explicitly transforming data into higher dimensions. Decision trees offer an intuitive alternative that resembles a flowchart of yes-no questions. Their hierarchical structure makes them highly interpretable. You can follow the path from root to leaf to understand exactly why the model made a particular prediction. While individual trees tend to overfit, random forests combine many trees trained on different subsets of data and features. This ensemble approach dramatically improves performance while reducing overfitting. Feature importance measures from these models provide valuable insights about which variables drive predictions, helping explain model behavior to stakeholders. Deep neural networks have revolutionized machine learning across domains. These powerful models consist of multiple layers of interconnected neurons, each applying nonlinear transformations to their inputs. Early layers detect simple patterns like edges and corners. Deeper layers combine these to recognize complex objects like faces or vehicles. Training these networks requires addressing challenges like vanishing gradients, solved with better activation functions and residual connections, and overfitting, addressed through dropout and regularization. Specialized architectures handle different data types. Convolutional neural networks excel at image processing by using filters that scan across inputs, detecting features regardless of position. Recurrent neural networks process sequential data, like text or time series, by maintaining internal state that captures information from previous inputs. The encoder-decoder architecture with attention mechanisms powers machine translation and other sequence-to-sequence tasks. Transfer learning leverages knowledge from pre-trained models, dramatically reducing training time and data requirements. Rather than starting from scratch, you can repurpose lower layers from models trained on massive datasets, then fine-tune the upper layers for your specific task. This approach has democratized deep learning, making sophisticated models accessible even with limited computational resources and training data.